Hello. This is the listening test.
Part 1.
Listen to the recording and circle the appropriate answer.
Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Look at the instructions for part one. Now we can start. Look at question one. 1. How far away is York?
Are we nearly there, Mum?
No, we only left an hour ago.
Oh, I thought it was closer.
We're 55 kilometres from York, and then it's 15 more to the village. Put some music on.
Now listen again.
Are we nearly there, Mum?
No, we only left an hour ago.
Oh, I thought it was closer.
We're 55 kilometres from York, and then it's 15 more to the village. Put some music on.
Two. What are the girls going to buy for the party?
Good news. Ben called me a few minutes ago. He's got the cake. Now, what shall we get?
Well, Mike's getting the ice cream, so how about some crisps?
Yes, good idea. Let's get 4 big bags.
OK, they're on that shelf over there.
Now listen again.
Good news. Ben called me a few minutes ago. He's got the cake. Now, what shall we get?
Well, Mike's getting the ice cream, so how about some crisps?
Yes, good idea. Let's get 4 big bags.
OK, they're on that shelf over there.
Three. Which book is Joe's?
Is this book yours, Joe? The Amazing Dinosaurs.
No, it's John's. That one's mine.
Let me see. Sharks. Danger in the Sea. I didn't know you two liked books about animals.
Oh, yes. We love all kinds of animals.
Now listen again.
Is this book yours, Joe? The Amazing Dinosaurs.
No, it's John's. That one's mine.
Let me see. Sharks. Danger in the Sea. I didn't know you two liked books about animals.
Oh, yes. We love all kinds of animals.
Four. Where is the pillow?
Hey, Tina, don't switch off the lights yet. I'm trying to find my pillow. It isn't on my bed.
Maybe it's under the blanket.
It isn't. I've looked. Oh, there it is, on the chair.
Now you switch the lights off. And good night.
Now listen again.
Hey, Tina, don't switch off the lights yet. I'm trying to find my pillow. It isn't on my bed.
Maybe it's under the blanket.
It isn't. I've looked. Oh, there it is, on the chair.
Now you switch the lights off. And good night.
This is the end of part one.
Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Dad, can I have a party for me and seven other girls at school?
Why? It isn't your birthday.
I know, but the school exams are over.
All right. When do you want to have the party?
On Saturday.
OK.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Could we have the party at Grandmother's house?
I think so, but why there?
Because her house is bigger. What's the number of her house? I can't remember.
It's 31, and it's in Regent Street.
I remember the name of the street, Dad.
And when you ask your friends to come, you must put the time, too.
Can we start at 3:30 in the afternoon?
That's too early, I think. Put 4:30.
OK. I'm going to ask my friends to bring some things, so Mum won't have to do everything. And I can help too.
What kind of things?
How about cakes and some games?
All right. And tell your friends to wear jeans.
Why, Dad?
Well, then you can play in the garden if the weather's nice.
Oh, yes. Excellent. I love climbing the trees in the garden.
I know. And ask your friend's parents to phone me, please.
Why?
Because it's good to have everyone's address.
OK. Thanks, Dad. Oh, it will be great.
Now listen to part two again.
Could we have the party at Grandmother's house?
I think so, but why there?
Because her house is bigger. What's the number of her house? I can't remember.
It's 31, and it's in Regent Street.
I remember the name of the street, Dad.
And when you ask your friends to come, you must put the time, too.
Can we start at 3:30 in the afternoon?
That's too early, I think. Put 4:30.
OK. I'm going to ask my friends to bring some things, so Mum won't have to do everything. And I can help too.
What kind of things?
How about cakes and some games?
All right. And tell your friends to wear jeans.
Why, Dad?
Well, then you can play in the garden if the weather's nice.
Oh, yes. Excellent. I love climbing the trees in the garden.
I know. And ask your friend's parents to phone me, please.
Why?
Because it's good to have everyone's address.
OK. Thanks, Dad. Oh, it will be great.
That is the end of the listening test.